This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has already had an eventful visit to Washington. And today he speaks before a joint meeting of Congress. He's promised to give his ideas on what's needed for peace with the Palestinians. But so far this trip, he's mainly been laying down red lines. Here's NPR's Michelle Kalaman.
On the eve of his appearance before Congress, Netanyahu gave a bit of a preview to more than 10,000 supporters at the annual conference of the pro-Israel lobby APEC.
I intend to speak the unvarnished truth, because now more than ever, what we need is clarity. And events in our region are finally opening people's eyes to a simple truth.
He had to pause several times as protesters who interrupted him were escorted out.
The problems of the region are not rooted in Israel.
Peace with the Palestinians, he said, will not be a panacea for the region's troubles. Still, Netanyahu says he plans to outline to Congress today what sort of deal Israel could accept.
It must leave Israel with security, and therefore Israel cannot return to the indefensible 1967 lines.
He confronted President Obama with that same argument last week at the White House after the president said that the 1967 lines with agreed territorial swaps should be the basis for negotiations. Former Florida Congressman Robert Wexler says he's been surprised by Netanyahu's public squabble with President Obama over that.
The Prime Minister of Israel and the Israeli people may be better served accentuating that in which there is agreement with the United States and working hand in hand with the United States to present some kind of positive option rather than creating what appears to be a necessary divide.
Wexler, who runs the S. Daniel Abraham Center for Middle East Peace, says if the prime minister would offer a new initiative, the U.S. would welcome it with open arms. But the gaps are vast. At APEC, a former Bush administration official, Elliot Abrams, opened his talk this way at a panel on the Palestinians titled, An Unwilling Partner for Peace?
The answer to the question, does Israel have a partner for peace, is no. Thank you very much, and I'll...
On the other hand, Palestinian activist Hanan Ashrawi told reporters in a conference call that Netanyahu has shown he's no partner for peace.
Netanyahu is totally out of step with the times, totally out of step with the developments in the region, particularly the new Arab democratization and Arab awakening. And he is trying to hold the whole region back.
That sentiment was echoed by protesters inside and outside the APEC conference yesterday. Jesse Bacon is with the group Young, Jewish, and Proud and thinks Netanyahu's policies are isolating Israel.
I'm sure he will be cheered and feted and all of that stuff, but it's increasingly out of step with reality at increasingly greater cost, you know, loss of Israel's image in the world, and real consequences to Palestinians the longer that it goes on, you know, the longer that they have to wait at checkpoints, the longer that they have no democratic rights.
Palestinians are planning to go to the United Nations General Assembly in September to try to win diplomatic recognition for an independent state of Palestine. President Obama is warning the Palestinians against trying to, quote, delegitimize Israel. But he hasn't been able to figure out a way to revive negotiations on Palestinian statehood. As for the president's recent speeches on the issue, Brian Katulis of the Center for American Progress describes them this way.
It was kind of like a psychologist holding up ink blots in front of a number of different people, trying to draw out and clarify what their views are and what their positions are. And I actually think if that was the objective, mission accomplished.
Israel's prime minister, he says, is digging in, and Palestinians are looking to the UN. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.